Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Eel. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 13th day already. We've got two more days and three more days. We're halfway through December. Wow. It is Monday, the 13th day of December, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 34 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're expecting a high of 34 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I think it's snowing right now. We've probably gotten over last day and night about maybe 6 inches. It's a real wet snow, but it's better than no snow at all. And we're supposed to get up to 14 inches by a few days here, so crossing our fingers. I mean, it's going to take a hell of a lot more than that to make it to June without choking to death on the smoke, but we'll take what we can get when we can get it. That being said, let's see what's on the agenda. 160 side effects from Pfizer COVID vaccine recorded in initial months of rollout reveals FDA documents, and we'll get into that as soon as we return.
It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, here we go. 160, we promise, more outrage every day. You want to see what an indictment which should look like that should have already been filed with a common law grand jury and investigated and a true bill returned? You want to see what it looked like? 160,000 side effects found from Pfizer COVID vaccine recorded in initial months of rollout reveals FDA documents. This is from Great Game India, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Documents released by the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, reveal that a drug maker, Pfizer, recorded nearly 160,000 adverse reactions to its COVID-19, COVID-19 doesn't exist, a non-existent goddamn, this is what happens when you give a fucking biological death agent to the fucking planet. COVID-19 does not exist, and there is no such thing as a COVID-19 vaccine, because there can't, 0 + 0 can't equal nothing but zero, and it isn't a vaccine, and they've told you it ain't a vaccine. They've told you it is goddamn DNA therapy. Do you need some DNA therapy? You don't like who you are. Vaccine in the initial months of its rollout. The documents were obtained by a group of doctors, professors, and journalists calling themselves public health and medical professionals for transparency, who filed a Freedom of Information, FOIA Act, request with the FDA for their release. The first tranche of documents revealed that as of February 2021, when Pfizer's shot was being rolled out worldwide on an emergency basis, the drug maker had compiled more than 42,000 case reports detailing nearly 160,000 adverse reactions to the jab. And on we fucking went for something that had, what, like a 99.6% recovery rate. You don't think this is fucking kill for profit? The first tranche. Okay, we did that. Okay, these reactions range from the mild to the severe, and 1,223 were fatal. And you're just talking the first goddamn rollout. Right? What's this? They say that was the first month. 42,000 cases, where were we here? Okay, that was 1,223 were fatal. The majority of these case reports involved people aged between 31 and 50 in the United States. More than 25,000 nervous system disorders were reported, along with 17,000, oh, I cannot say that word. She told me how to say it, and I ain't going to be able to. Musculoskeletal, I can't even say it. Your muscles and your fucking bones, okay? And connective tissue disorders and 14,000 gastrointestinal disorders, a range of different autoimmune conditions were reported, along with some peculiar maladies, including 270 spontaneous abortions and incidents of herpes, epilepsy, heart failure, and stroke, among thousands of others. I mean, my God, people, this is murder for fucking money. Plain and simple, man. They can't do no more, wouldn't go for no more fucking war, so they're just, you know, well, they're gonna call the fucking population. They wrote it right there on the Georgia Guidestones. All you gotta do is go read it. That's their intent. And see if you're gonna fucking allow it. Hallucinations, anxiety, sleep disorders, psychosis, and suicide are some of the several psychiatric disorders following COVID shots. I'll take shots, COVID. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. That were reported in more than 100,000 cases. These side effects were previously known and have all been logged on the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, database, which as of Sunday has tracked 3,300 deaths following vaccination with Pfizer vaccine, a figure broadly in keeping with the company's own data. And I don't believe them goddamn 3,300 by a long fucking chalk. I mean, if you're going to tell a fucking lie, and you're going to lie, I mean, to a major extent, go all the fucking way. Just say there were no fucking deaths, you lying son of a bitches. Like I said, if we were sitting on a grand jury, me and six other fucking people, what would you say? There's the documentation. Are they killing fucking people? The hell yes they are. Do they know they're killing people? Hell yes they are. Are they hiding the fucking side effects of this fucking biological kill agent? Hell yes, they are. Critics say that some of these deaths cannot be conclusively linked to vaccination. Horse shit. I'm sick of hearing that fucking horse shit. Of course it's from the fucking vaccination. The people who ain't getting vaccinated ain't getting fucking killed. With others, while others argue that the true number of deaths and adverse effects is underreported, I bet you they are by fucking 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 1,000 fold. Who's checking the checkers? Who's going out there and asking each and every one of these fucking people? Nobody. In fact, when you're trying to bury fucking information, that is not something you do, is it? The FDA says it may take until 2096 to release all 451,000 pages it used to approve Pfizer vaccine. I'll bet you it will. And by then, they figure everybody that fucking was in on this, like I said, murder for fucking money. Fucking operation. Worldwide operation by the international corporate mafia. All these fuckers will be dead. They won't have to pay for what they have done. Are we going to allow that? The rapid proliferation of the vaccine under Pfizer's secret contracts in the United States of America, everything in this country is supposed to be public. and in the eyes of the public. I mean, they started this shit by creating a standing army and then taking Pinkerton's fucking, the fuck do they call themselves? Anyway, turning it into the CIA and starts fucking their secret fucking government bullshit, which led to Abraham Lincoln fucking, you know, committing the first fucking blatant violation of the fucking Bill of Rights, the ratified absolute law of we the people, ratified December 15, 1791, when he declared martial law. He had no goddamn authority. He could not do it. But he did it, and he enforced it with fucking a private fucking army, because it had to be a private army. It wasn't a public fucking army, because a public fucking army had no fucking, there was no fucking jurisdiction to create one. There was no fucking, it was created to fucking counter the goddamn mandamuses coming in from the people from the South for the violations of their fucking rights. And probably people from the fucking North. I mean, I was alive back then, so I don't know, but I know what the fucking outcome has been. You've seen the creation in 1871, the United States Corporation. In 1869, you've seen the creation of the 14th Amendment, naming us as subjects and fucking making us responsible for a fucking corporation's debt. And I am neither. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Joe Biden was saying the other day about the unvaccinated is the enemy, and I said, oh, good, I guess we're the enemy, but you guys ain't doing shit. All they're doing is running their mouth. They've been waiting for a long time, like 20 years for this shit.
Exactly, man.
Do it already. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, what are they waiting for? I mean, they have everything supposedly locked down, right?
They got your ass whipped. They got your guns taken, everything, man. That's why they're so fucking bold.
Gone, you know, it's like, it's crazy how they talk and shit out there. It's like, you need a vaccine, you need this, you need that, you know. And they don't talk about heart disease or, you know, people having high sugar, diabetes and shit. Nope, it's just fucking corona, everything. And then this new disease that's out there now. It's like, and I know the people ain't stupid. You know, the people are smart as shit.
The people understand it. The people have understood it for quite a while. I mean, they'll show that 12 to 20% of fucking hardcore fucking communists and hardcore fucking fascists, and that's what they fucking are. You can't call them anything else. I mean, you Trump-tards out there, you people that fucking, I mean, defended that son of a bitch, that criminal bastard that fucking attacked your second article straight up in your fucking face with zero authority in violation of your fucking law and committed high treason. He should have been fucking hung for it, but you're still there. Dude, Trump, fuck you and fuck your Trump. How many of you went and took the shot? Did old brother Trump talk you into it? Huh? Think about him when you're fucking going under. The secret COVID vaccine contracts, with your fucking money, your fucking wealth. This is using your money and your wealth to kill you. Contracts expose how Pfizer is only worried about maximizing profits and not your health. No, I will not believe that. Pfizer just want money. I mean, this is a kill for fucking money. You look at the goddamn average commercial for just goddamn something that's, you know, they got bullshit things for rashes and shit and people that get eczema and all that. And look at the list. They have to list the fucking side effects. 160,000 fucking side effects, people. What does it take to fucking to sit there and say this amounts to murder? Plain and fucking simple. According to a whistleblower, Pfizer told scientists to cover up the use of aborted fetal tissue in making vaccines. Pfizer's chief scientific officer, Philip Dominzer, admits aborted fetus tissue is used in the company's vaccine program, but that employees should not stick with Pfizer's polished, should just stick, should not, but that employees should just stick with Pfizer's polished narrative, omitting any mention of the aborted fetal tissue to avoid any issues with the public. And, you know, that's really kind of an ingenious thing, because this thing's been causing spontaneous abortions. I mean, not abortions, but miscarriages. And I'm sure that fetal material can be just as good for the next fucking batch, right? Women taking this goddamn shit that are pregnant, can you fucking believe it? Unfucking real. But that's how, I mean, that's how dumbed down some, 12 to 20% of this population needs to be gone. They're that fucking stupid. They'll get us all killed. They would get us all killed and fucking be thinking that they're the fucking masterminds all the way down the line. Oh, we're way smarter than you. We took shot. Did you? And wait a minute. You're convulsing. You're fucking, oh, wait a minute. You can't stop yourself from shitting all over yourself. Uh-oh. Somebody made a big fucking mistake, didn't they? We're going to be here watching. Anyway, this is the one that the caller was talking about. Omicron hysteria made a top Pfizer Moderna shareholders $10 billion richer. This is from Great Game India, sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. After.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's a Greek word.
Yeah, it means idiot or moron. Moron, I believe. No, it does. It does. It means fucking moron. After the Omicron variant managed to hit the headlines, the CEOs and major shareholders of the Pfizer and Moderna saw a profit of a combined $10.31 billion as per data compiled by the UK-based Global Justice Now. Moderna shares rose 13.61% $273.39 to $310.61. Ching ching, dead. Between November 24th and December 1st, whilst throughout the same time period, Pfizer shares flew up 7.41% from $50.91 to $54.68. So there's the fucking richer out there. There are people, you know, that are in the stock market and shit are making fucking bank off the fucking of the murder of the fucking poor people. Reports Common Dreams. Stefan Bansal, CEO of Moderna, witnessed his stock rise from $6.1 billion to $6.9 billion for a net revenue of $824 million. Albert Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, recorded a gain of $339,291. The Daily Mail reported that the four major shareholders of Moderna and Pfizer, along with the CEOs, managed to accumulate around $5.16 billion. That's a lot of fucking death. I mean, death for money. Isn't that what we're seeing here? 160 no, side effect. I mean, when they first rolled the fucker out, how many have they killed to date? If we only knew. Pfizer's largest shareholders are Vanguard Group, $1.72 billion, BlackRock, $1.46 billion, State Street Corporation, $1.1 billion, and Capital World Investors, $909 million. So these are the people who are making the money off of this fucking murder. And that's what it is. It's pure fucking murder. You can't call it nothing else. Moderna's major shareholders are Bailey Gifford and Company, $1.5 billion. Vanguard Group, $1 billion. BlackRock, $999.1 million. And Flagship Pioneering, $653.7 million. Preliminary news on the existence of the Omicron sent the vaccine manufacturer stock soaring. Why? Because it's not because the people are fucking fooled. That's what they're trying to insinuate here. Oh, everybody's going to panic and buy it. No, we're paying for this. Make no mistake about it. Even you people who know what it is and have nothing to do with it. You're fucking paying for it because it is it's the corporation buying it from the corporation. It's how they fucking steal your goddamn wealth. They are milking this goddamn country. We told you when fucking, Donald Trump was running for fucking president that he was the great fucking bankruptcy. You know, he hired goddamn, what the hell was his name for Rothschild's era? I'm not going to get it. But I mean, he was Wilbur Ross, and he's considered the bankruptcy king of the fucking world. He worked for Rothschild's, and that's what they're fucking doing. They're bankrupting this fucking country with this phony fucking goddamn scam. And it's blatantly that it's a scam. The goddamn numbers are out. These are their fucking documents, people. But is there an indictment? Has there been a goddamn arrest? Even so much as one a fucking arrest? Not, no. Because the same people who would be doing the arresting in the Admiralty are goddamn merchants who are making goddamn profits off this shit. They're all paid off. Just, and besides that, you know, they're trying to follow Mr. Albert Pike's fucking template to fucking regain this fucking this whole continent for the fucking goddamn British crown. You ain't getting it, fat bitch. I know they already told you it's yours, but it ain't. Go ahead.
Let's not forget they have no liability either, those vaccine companies. So whatever damage you have is on you.
Oh, buddy, they have liability. It comes in all kinds of fucking calibers.
I know that's right.
They're going to have liability. You goddamn right they are. When you kill that many fucking people, you think you're going to get away with it. You ain't going to hang or get fucking shot down. You're fucking out of your mind. You have violated the highest law in this fucking land and murdered people fucking doing it. And you've murdered people around the goddamn globe. That's global genocide. You motherfuckers, I mean, they're going to have to think of a new way of killing you that's slow. You forget about that goddamn no cruel and unusual punishment. You are cruel and unusual. You're sick in your fucking pedophilic fucking heads. And you are going to answer in tandem for what you have fucking done. You dirty fucking rotten bastards. Right after Moderna and Pfizer announced that they were rushing to create vaccines against the new strain. Rushing to create vaccines. No, there is no vaccine to begin with. And there are no new strains because there is no goddamn study showing even the existence of a strain. There is no fucking study showing the existence of COVID-19 as a virus. There is no fucking study showing the goddamn immunity to COVID-19. Which a vaccine would be made of. If the word vaccine means what it still means in the goddamn dictionary. What is it? 0 + 0 + 0 = 0. But in this case, it's starting to add up on the death end of it, though. Against the new strain. Yeah, give me a couple weeks, man. We'll have something else. Yeah, take this shit. Dude, you do it. I'll take your fucking job. Hey, you take my fucking job. Take my fucking job. I'll take your fucking hair. You dirty son of a bitch, you are without a fucking authority, you are in violation of the fucking law of this country, you're in violation of my fucking rights and my goddamn individual freedoms, I will fucking take your hair. Shares in Moderna rose 20% on Friday following Thanksgiving after a short trading day when Pfizer and their vaccine partner BioNTech rose 6% and 14% respectively. I mean, are they making bank off this, people? Are they making fucking bank off this? And this is coming from us. This is taking our own resources to fucking kill us. This is fucking...
They're making billions, man.
What's that?
They're making billions and trillions.
You goddamn right they are. For killing people.
Murder. Yeah.
That's murder.
I mean,
for money.
You talk about genocide. Holy shit.
But
the capacity of the people are programmed out there. I mean, 12 to 20%, yeah. And the people are still sitting here in the 21st century of 2021 and nothing. It's like crickets.
You're right. But, you know, sooner or later, something has to give. Something has to give, man. The people up in Canada are getting the same shit. They're out there burning their, one of their other fucking masses. They're burning them in effigy up there. So, they got people behind them. They got people in front of them. They know what's fucking out here. And they're going to do even more. I told you this is what they would do if Trump got in. Trump fucking went bankrupt 9 fucking times and came out of it a billionaire. He's probably a trillionaire by now. Because I guarantee you he had money in this goddamn Operation Warp Speed. Warp speed fucking genocide upon the planet is what it is, and that's fucking proven it. I mean, if I was sitting on a grand jury and I'm reading these goddamn documents, and this is all documented fucking facts, and I'm reading this, I'm seeing fucking fucking murder for money, aren't you? I think I would have to return an indictment, and I think I would have to fucking ask for the fucking what would I ask for? What would be? Equitable fucking punishment for doing something like this. And they fucking have done it, and they're continuing to do it. Even though people know, and though the documents are showing you. Well, we made billions and killed fucking, they probably killed a fucking million people by now. Probably more than that. How do we fucking know? Who do you count on to tell you the fucking truth? Even if they put documentation out, they're gonna fucking lie on it. Are you gonna go out there and ask each one of the bastards? First, you gotta find out who every son of a bitch is that took this fucking shot. And then you gotta go out and you have to ask each one of them if they had side effects or find out if they did. And then do your own fucking calculations because these lying motherfuckers that you're paying to, oh man, these non-governmental fucking powerless fucking agencies, because they have no goddamn judicial authority in this goddamn country. They can't. We never granted any such fucking power. We never granted any such power to the pricks that we allowed to be the fucking, the Senate, Congress, the Senate and the House and the judiciary and the fucking executive. We never gave them that kind of fucking power. We can't give them that kind of fucking power. We don't have that kind of power to give. That they can just create a fucking agency. And say that that agency can tell you what to do. Fuck you. I tell you what to do, motherfucker. That was the fucking bargain, and you've broken the fucking bargain. You have declared war on our people. You've declared war on the people of this fucking planet. 7 fucking billion of us. And most everybody knows it. Most everybody fucking knows it. And a lot of people that took that fucking, I'm hearing more and more every day, a lot of people that took that first fucking shot are so fucking regretting it. They are so fucking, they sure as hell ain't going back for another one, but they sure are regretting what they did, because this fucking, just because it's fucking Monday, what is it today, is Monday the 13th, don't mean this is when the side effects, it stops getting worse from here on out. I think it keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse until it kills every son of a bitch that took a shot. And I think they fucking know it, and I think that if I was sitting on a grand jury, I would indict these motherfuckers for murder for money. What the hell else do you call this? Japan places myocarditis warnings on vaccines, requires informed consent. This is Japan. We're supposed to be the big one world freedom. We're the freest fuckers on this fucking planet. Don't you feel the fucking freedom, people? This is from Rare Foundation. It was sent in by People for Life and Freedom for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. Japan announces that public and private sectors cannot discriminate against those who refuse the experimental mRNA gene therapy injections. Now they're calling it what it is. It ain't no fucking vaccine. They're experimenting with people's fucking genes. That's what makes you who you fucking are. Jesus, that's what makes each one of us an individual. Maybe they want it like 1984, where we all walk in lockstep and we all have the same thought. Japan is now labeling COVID vaccines in quotation marks. It's not a goddamn vaccine. It's a goddamn poison. To warn of dangerous and potentially deadly side effects such as myocarditis. In addition, the country is reaffirming its commitment to adverse event reporting requirements to ensure all possible side effects are documented. So people of Japan, see, they're a people. They're all Japanese. They ain't going to see their people fucking wiped out. They think that over here they've done such a good job of pumping other fucking cultures into this fucking country. What's the name of that shit? At any rate, that they've got so many cultures pumped into this country, that we don't have a fucking culture. Well, we do have a fucking culture, and they intend to fucking wipe it out. Our people are not all the same color. They're not all the same fucking religion. But by God, today we do have a culture, and they want us fucking dead. Why? Because we were the only fucking people that had a fucking piece of paper that says this fucking country belongs to us. Everything they've taken, they've stolen. They've committed fucking fraud. They've broken the fucking law. We have the law in our hands, written and ratified by we the people. You've removed our courts. In removing your courts, you force us to revert to the second article. You have declared war on us when you removed our fucking courts. You give us no other redress except to blow your fucking heads off. You will be shot out of this fucking country. You will be hung. You will pay for what you have done. And I'm sure this goes for around the goddamn world, from what I understand, from what I'm reading. These efforts from Japan's health authority are in stark contrast to the deceptive measures taken by other countries to coerce citizens. Other countries, see, this is Japan. This ain't the freest fucking nation. This ain't that light, shining light on the hill of the freedom and liberty. This is fucking Japan. Other countries to coerce citizens into taking the injection. Coerce. You fucking, I mean, I love the way they came out in the beginning, you know, voluntary. That's always been a fucking word they loved a lot. Voluntary. You're voluntarily going to give up your rights. Or, you know, it's just like on the fucking Godfather when he puts the gun to the guy's fucking head and said in 10 seconds, either your signature's going to be on that paper, your fucking brains. It's all voluntary, people. There's no coercion involved here. They're not threatening you with your fucking job to take your goddamn livelihood away. They're not threatening to starve you, starve your family. Well, I'll tell you the answer to that is to fucking go straight back at them. Head on. But you got to fucking do it. The law's behind you. The law is screaming to be fucking enforced. Additionally, Japan is emphasizing informed consent and bodily autonomy. Japan! We're fucking America. We have the Bill of Rights. We have absolute autonomy under the Bill of Rights, which is the only fucking law that applies to an individual, free, sovereign, national, this country. The fucking administrative admiralty that they are practicing in this country is a violation of our law. And they fucking know it, and you fucking know it. But it isn't going to stop until you stop it. You think that these $10 billion people getting $10 billion, $9 billion, $6 billion, all these fucking shareholders, which are probably fucking foreigners, mostly fucking Chinese, you think they're just going to fucking stop it? Be like, oh, they caught us. Oh, we better stop. The only way you stop a fucking communist is the way they stopped them in fucking Vietnam. Where my brother went, my brother was paid to kill a fucking communist. And now I got fucking communists walking around the goddamn streets that weren't never supposed to be here because my brother went to fucking Vietnam to kill the son of a bitches, so we never have to fight him here. And they're fucking sitting there in the fucking capital in fucking Washington, D.C., and in the White House with fucking goddamn fences and Constantina wire and a fucking army to protect their communist asses, aren't they? What a sorry bunch of bastards we are, huh? Think about that. I mean, Korea and Vietnam. 50,000 people we lost in Vietnam. 30,000 in Korea. Those were our people. Those were our fathers and grandfathers. We lost them. They were killed. For what reason? None. Because this country was already under fucking communism. Clear back with FDR. Fucking Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And the Lend-Lease program that made fucking... World War II was fought to preserve international communism. I don't think that can be argued anymore. Greatest generation, greatest bunch of fucking traitors, brave men, just fucking stupid enough to fucking believe in this fucking... what they never fucking researched. Every one of them. You think of how many had to have raised their fucking hand. And all these were, what was there, 280... a million people killed in the 21st century by governments? How many people, the greatest generation, the generation before them, and, you know, the fucking, far back you want to go to the fucking Spanish-American War, back to the so-called War of Independence, my ass. How many people have raised their hand and sworn fucking allegiance to a fucking lie? They didn't. And how many people have raised their hand and declared allegiance to that fucking Constitution that they've never fucking read? That they do not understand? That they do not understand that that Constitution was never ratified by we the people? The Bill of Rights was. The Bill of Rights was law before. It's law. The Constitution ain't. The Constitution is the aristocracy's claim to this goddamn country. Well, just because they're the aristocracy. That's the goddamnest thing I ever, you know, when you think about it, the people rise up at fucking Lexington and Concord. 1 year later, the fucking goddamn elite come in, the aristocracy. Oh, we're going to make a new country. Wait a minute, man. We're in the middle of a fucking war here. We're going to create a new government. Wait a minute. You can't create a government in the middle of an uprising. What kind of fool are you? But they did. And then they fucking financed their own private fucking army. The Colonial Army was a private fucking...
incorporated fucking army, but still just a bunch of fucking fools who thought they were fighting for liberty and justice for all. That's what they sold it to them as. And so many shillings you got for signing up, and 360 acres if you fucking survived it, which they took when the goddamn war was over. How many assholes have raised their hand and sworn to shit that they don't even know what the fucking words are? They don't even know what they're swearing to. You want to talk about ignorance? That takes the fucking cake for me. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:45 Pacific Time, and that was Hogjaw with Get Some, and it's about time to fucking give some. I find myself fucking pondering, what fucking crime can't these international motherfuckers commit right in your fucking face, right in front of millions of witnesses, and just get a fucking away with it? It's just like, you know, one of the callers was talking about, you know, this immunity from fucking lawsuits. Fuck lawsuits. This is crime. It is murder is a crime. Genocide is a fucking crime. And it is not, is it being addressed by your Republicans or your Democrats? No, it isn't. Because it is they who are doing the murderers. The pedophilic, sick in the head sons of bitches that are doing the killing. For money. And they even fucking lay it out for you. They're showing you the goddamn figures. Go ahead, brother.
No, I said they are the ones who helped usher this crap in. They want started this crap.
Well, hell yes. But God, but I mean, what I'm reading here is murder for fucking hire. I mean, fucking for money. They are killing people for fucking money, and they're telling you it. 106 known side effects on the rollout. And not one side effect. No, it's perfectly safe. That is fucking goddamn, that is wanton fucking murder. And then fucking coercing people by threat to take what they can. You cannot force them to take by threat. We are at liberty to say, fuck you. And if you want to go past that liberty in the fifth article, you have to go through the due process of the fucking law. Not once. It's just like stealing our fucking lands and handing them over to fucking other fucking nationals from other countries. First, you have to take them from us. And they are taking them from us without the due process of the law. Why? Because we're not enforcing the goddamn law. And it's on us to enforce it. It ain't their fucking law. And we, the people, have no constitution because we ratified no such document. We never said yes. We never gave consent. They gave themselves consent like they're doing right fucking now. Just like they did in 1871. Just like they did in 1869. Just like that son of a bitch Abraham Springsteen did when he declared martial law over this country in blatant violation of the ninth article of the people's ratified absolute fucking law. Of course, we're narrated. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. It was there. That law was in fact. He violated the fucking law, didn't he? The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny or disparage to others retained by the people. We are not only being disparaged, it is being flat ass denied. Judge Napolitano. You know, and he's doing his little thing before, you know, they got rid of that son of a bitch. And he was only telling like a little corner of the fucking truth. But they, oh, he was with some women. Of course he was. He's a dirty, low-down son of a bitch and fucking globalist. Every one of them, they got pictures of them fucking poodles. But when he's talking about the fucking ninth article, saying, well, that was people were worried about the rights that weren't written down, that they would be, you know, disparaged and denied. What about the ones that are written down? You know, the maximums and the fucking procedural, absolute procedural due process that we're all guaranteed, absolute. Are you getting yours? Because I ain't getting mine. Because they removed our fucking courts. We are at Article 2. We are in dire fucking straits. It's time to fucking stop this shit. People are dying right fucking now as I'm speaking to you for money. So that these fucking international fucking gangsters can fucking take more of the fucking wealth of this fucking wealthiest nation on the planet. And are they giving you that due process of the law that you fucking made law? Well, nope, I don't think they are. I think what they're giving you is a fucking death shot. And telling you if you don't take it, there's going to be consequences. Coercion. Fucking you name the goddamn crime they ain't. Like I said, I want to know what the crime is that they can't commit that would actually get them in some kind of fucking trouble with themselves, because it doesn't exist. So if you're anything is going to be done about this, you go look in the fucking mirror, each and every one of you. You are going to do it, or it won't get done. You will accept fucking genocide upon the fucking planet. You will accept these motherfuckers ruling you as gods. They will have their fucking old world back, where that fat ass king sits in his own shit and drinks fucking wine from a golden goblet as fucking he murders fucking people, everybody around him for fucking money. Him and his clergy. Because God ordained it. God wanted it to happen, or it wouldn't fucking happen, would it? That is one of the fucking arguments that pisses me off the most. Well, it's meant for us to all get the COVID shot and die and fucking just wipe the whole fucking planet out except for these few elites. They must be fucking Jews. They must be the chosen fucking people. Think so? You think you're going to wipe out 7 billion fucking people? The people are awake to your asses, you dumb son of a bitches. And now here we have Japan. Now, goddamn, man. I mean, Japan has fucking said, reaffirming its commitment to adverse event reporting requirements to ensure all possible effects are documented. These efforts from Japan's health authority are in stark contrast to the deceptive measures taken by other countries to coerce citizens into taking the injection. Coercion is not voluntary. When you force somebody to do something, they're not doing it voluntary. They think we can't define two simple fucking words? Or do they think we just ain't got what it takes to back it? Quit polishing that fucking gun and put the son of a bitch to use. Additionally, Japan is emphasizing informed consent and bodily autonomy. Until the coronavirus pandemic, which doesn't fucking exist, it's a common fucking cold, the concept of informed consent, in quotation marks, was considered sacred to healthcare professionals in the West. But see what happened? All the doctors, they joined these fucking goddamn HMOs. They're all a part of the fucking insurance companies. And the more of this shit that they fucking, you know, you give it. They tell them, you give out every fucking 1,000 shots you give out, we're giving you a free vacation, man. You're going to go up in the Congo and go fucking fishing. Or you can, we got all kinds of fucking prizes for you. A brand new swimming pool. I mean, and they fucking have gone for it. They are no longer fucking goddamn doctors under the Hippocratic Oath. They are fucking goddamn fucking industrialists out to make money, even if to kill people for money. Doctors are killing people for fucking money, and they know they're fucking doing it. You think there's going to be no consequence to this? You don't think it's some... Go ahead, brother.
Well, most of these doctors, like you say, they are in the cahoots with them, because the bottom line, I mean, you hear a couple of, well, not more, I mean, it's more than a couple of stories. A lot of people who are trying to get these exemptions, they are literally telling them that, hey, I can't give you an exemption because I would get investigated.
And get your license pulled. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Exactly.
Well, they should have never accepted the license, should they? Because the license made them fucking agents of a fucking, of a illegitimate fucking rogue fucking occupation in this country, because that's all this is. There is no fucking government in this goddamn country. This is an occupation. When they fucking perpetrated the Act of 1871, and fucking, and brought the Admiralty onto our fucking shores, that was a crime. They couldn't fucking do it. That's one of the things that the fucking founders of this country, I mean the people who fucking actually did the fighting, fought for, was to get rid of the dreaded Admiralty. And now they are fucking using administrative Admiralty to fucking, to say, we can kill you, and not only are we not gonna get prosecuted for murder, the murders we're committing, but nobody can even fucking sue us for it. That's what we wrote it down on a piece of paper. All of us fucking signed it. You're talking about a handful of fucking people fucking doing this to a fucking world population, people. 7 billion fucking people that they want to kill them down to fucking under 500 million. How many people is that fucking dead? 6.95 billion fucking people. That's a lot of killing, but they're doing it. And I always wondered how they were going to fucking do the picking and choosing of who's going to get to live and who's going to die. Now we fucking know. And they're killing, I mean, if they just want to kill the herd animals, they just stay back away from us. They force inject us with fucking biological kill agent that fucking sheds and goes to other fucking people from the original fucking goofy son of a bitch that let them put it in them. And it kills other fucking people. In fact, it's more deadly than any fucking common cold ever was. I was watching a commercial the other day and they were talking about, you know, it's just like thinking you can cure the common cold. I mean, and this was, I was some kind of fucking space movie or some kind of shit. And this is like, and I mean, this is in the future. We'd never cure the common cold. Of course you can't. That's why they made their phony ass fucking coronavirus the common fucking cold. They just took and they took that, the test that, can only be accurate, I think, up to 20 fucking slides, and they did 40. That puts a ton of junk out there. Pick one. That's coronavirus. That's what's doing this. Uh-huh. Fuck you, liar. Zero. You have no goddamn, you have no fucking isolation of any fucking virus. You have no fucking vaccine from, made from an immunity created by that fucking virus. This is fucking murder for money. Plain and simple. And the Japanese, see, they're of people. They don't have this thing where they can play racism with you, where they can play fucking goddamn, the old hating the fucking young, the young hating the old, the women hating men hating women, men wanting to be women wanting to be men. This fucking barrage of fucking this barrage of bullshit that they are using to fucking kill us off. And they're doing it world fucking wide. And world fucking wide, the people are resisting as best they can. But the rest of the goddamn world, like just like the Australians, you gave up your fucking guns, people. We were screaming at you back then, don't do it. Don't do it. If you would have fucking fought, the fight would have been on. It would have been over by fucking now. These son of a bitches would be in the fucking ground and we wouldn't be living this hell that we're living in. But you didn't. So now you have the Japanese, who are a people that can identify as a single race, and it's going to preserve their fucking race. They stepped up and said, no, you're going to kill our, just whatever of our race, leave three fucking Japanese. We don't know what you fuckers have intended. And you have the goddamn doctors. I mean, the medical association, there should never have been any such fucking monster. No collectives. Because when you get a collective and that collective starts fucking violating the rights of the individual, I mean, you're fucking headed to fucking destruction. That's why the Bill of Rights was written. It is the fucking power of the individual free sovereign national. It is the authority of the free national. It is a goddamn natural right. I have a right to my fucking life. If you try to take it, I have a right to kill you. It's that fucking simple, and you got the law behind you. You have written fucking ratified law to back your fucking play, and you won't fucking do it. You outnumber the enemy 10, God, on a world basis. It's got to be hundreds of millions to one. Well, there's a lot of people fighting, and a lot more fucking getting, I mean, a lot more people waking up and starting fighting every day. I mean, I had a nice comment from a lady up in Canada. He was talking about, you know, the hangings and effigy of Trudeau and whoever the fuck else it was. And she was talking about their Bill of Rights, because they do have a Bill of Rights, evidently. It was actually kind of made off of our Bill of Rights. I can't remember exactly what she called it, but fucking it's a Bill of fucking Rights. And it is being violated. They are shit. I mean, what do you fucking cocksuckers think? You think we're not going to kill your asses? We're not going to fight to save our own fucking lives, to save the lives of our children and our grandchildren? You have run the fucking rope out as far as it's going to go. I think they fucking know it. That's why they're playing around with this Ukraine bullshit and all, you know, and Chinese bullshit for another fucking world war. Right when you're about ready to wipe their ass off this fucking planet, they'll try to get us to kill each other. They'll try to get the Chinese and the fucking Russians and then we'll have the fucking Europeans and the fucking, the Indians and fucking what might have you. Fucking, we just all go out and just kill each other for them. Oh, you ain't gonna go for the shot? Well, how about bullets? Well, fucking, there's a war. I mean, you're going to fight for the fucking homeland? I ain't, because it ain't my fucking homeland until I get that Bill of Rights back, is it? I get that Bill of fucking Rights back. You're going to give me, it's something I'm going to have to fucking take, just like my fucking forefathers did. When I get that fucking Bill of Rights back, then we'll talk about fucking some fighting. and some fucking hanging and some fucking punishment. But even it seemed like the people in fucking China, even though they have been fucking goddamn, you talk about made into herd animals, those are the people we're supposed to be fearing. But, you know, the thing is, they're people too. Why don't they, ask yourself, how in the hell could fucking a handful of people rule 2 billion fucking people with bullshit? And that's all this is bullshit. And we all fucking know it's bullshit. They're telling us it's bullshit. Like I said, I want to know the crime that they could actually commit that would say, hey, wait, you can't do that. Or no, what they tell you is, oh, that's unconstitutional. Because they know there's no fucking constitution, that constitution cannot apply to the people. The people never ratified it. The people never said, okay, we'll go along with this. We wrote our own fucking law. It's called the Bill of Fucking Rights. It is a body of law. It is the common law of this fucking country. It makes us autonomous. That is self-fucking governing. That means any action taken cannot be taken by the monstrosity of a fucking rogue fucking occupational fucking government versus one fucking man. That is one man having the same power and authority as 10 million fucking people. All, if they all collectively get together, they don't have 1 ounce more of fucking judicial authority than a single fucking person. That's what that Bill of Rights was all about, so that these cocksuckers could not fucking do what they're doing right fucking now. We're supposed to be fucking defying this and killing them. They declared war. The ACLU came up in their goddamn writings and said, we are declaring war on the Bill of Rights. What does it fucking take for somebody to declare war on you? Do they have to come to your fucking house, rape your fucking wife, rape your daughter, rape your son, rape your dog, rape you, and take your fucking shiny gun away from you? Or can you fucking stand as the fucking people, goddamn the people of the world, have to stop this? Any way you fucking can. There ain't no goddamn rules. Yes, if there's fucking some kind of fucking Geneva Convention of Rules, I don't think it fucking covers the genocide that is being committed upon the people by these motherfuckers for money. Does it? You think that's what would be okay under that Geneva Convention that is bullshit, Jew fucking Zionist fucking bullshit? It was the first law not to be in fucking forced. Because it couldn't be enforced on sovereign countries. If you would just let them have that one world government, then we could fucking straighten this shit out. Really? You motherfuckers keep dreaming. You'll never get it. So long as there is fucking one person breathing free fucking air that will not give it up, you ain't getting shit. But you're going to get fucking led. You're going to get hung. You're going to get the fucking hemp rope. The people that fucking want to fucking clean your asses off this goddamn planet. And that is, this is goddamn righteous. If there's anything righteous, it is destroying these motherfuckers before they destroy us. Because they're making no bones about it. They're destroying us and bragging about how much fucking money they're making doing it. Anyway, that's enough ranting for me today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just look at it. They are fucking telling you. We're killing you. Look at how much we made, $10 billion right here. Stock's going up. And these Chinese stockholders, they're doing a little ching-chang dance around because they're trying to pick out the fucking property that it doesn't belong to the fucking goddamn cocksuckers in this country who think they're going to fucking sell it to them that belongs to us without taking it from us with the due process of law. They're pissing and shitting on our fucking Bill of Rights. We allow that, we get what we fucking deserve. That is the word from the trenches.